Something to lighten your day, a team of paleontologists may have discovered a brand new species of dinosaur in outback Queensland. The bones, dating back millions and millions of years, were found on a remote property at Erromanga, which also happens to be the Australian town that's furthest from the sea. Local tourism operators are already cashing in on what could just be our own Jurassic Park. Helen Frost reports.
Looks like we've got a bit of a, well, potentially a vertebra, but a neck vertebra maybe?
In the baked red clay of Western Queensland, paleontologists are sifting through rock and sand.
All connected, one bone, which is very, very exciting.
Could there be a head under there as well too there?
Robin McKenzie leads the team of researchers who have just returned from a two-week dig in Erromanga.
When you find a new dinosaur bone and you literally just peel the clay off it and there's this bone, just a part of it just peeking out, that initial discovery is just, my gosh, you know, we've found this bone, it's from this huge animal. It's just a really, really special thing and it's so unique and there's so little opportunity to be involved in something like this.
She believes the remains could be 90 to 95 million years old, making them the youngest she's ever found. That is, the dinosaur lived more recently than those from other finds. It could be a giant sauropod, a large plant-eating dinosaur with a long muscular neck and small tail that used to roam the grass pastures in Queensland's outback. It's only in drought that the land is clear enough to look for remains. It isn't the first major dinosaur discovery for Robin McKenzie and her family. In 2004, her son, Sandy McKenzie, found a dinosaur bone on their 110,000-hectare property, which led to the excavation of Australia's largest ever skeletal remains and the creation of the Erromanga Natural History Museum.
We really haven't had a lot of dinosaur discoveries in Australia. We're really at the tip of the iceberg in terms of discovering our dinosaur fossil heritage, how they've evolved separately to other dinosaurs across other parts of the world.
Local Mayor Robin's husband, Stuart McKenzie, says the prehistoric discoveries provide a massive boost to the town.
We've seen a doubling of numbers through our visitor centre this year in the last few months relative to 2019. Some of that is COVID related, so there's changed because people can't go overseas. People coming into our shire now invariably stay more than 2 days.
The shire is part of the newly formed Dinosaur Trail, a 735-kilometre round trip through outback Queensland, designed to entice Australians to explore their very own Jurassic Park. It could take up to 3 years to verify if the latest find is a new species. The bones need to be studied and verified by a team of scientists and researchers.
Helen Frost with that report.